Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields in the spring, the turn from green to that harvest honey.
Putting farm, food, and family together. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the American Family Farmer. I like to start with a bit of bravado, if you will, to sort of get you focused on what it is that we can spend an hour or almost an hour talking about every week at this time on lots of radio stations all around the country. There's a focus on farm, food, and family, how to survive as a family farmer. That's why we call the program the American Family Farmer. There's a podcast as well that you can find every week, which is sort of the conglomeration of the things that we talk about during the extended period of time. But if you only have a short period of time or you want to be intrigued, maybe then you'll go back and listen to the whole program. You can find it all at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. I usually start each hour out talking about things that farmers are talking about, and it certainly is the number one conversation around the country as to conditions in which we work, the dryness, the drought, and it continues, and it's impacting perhaps your farm, my farm for sure. I've never bought hay in my life, but this year I'm going to have to buy maybe a couple of hundred round bales in order to feed my cows through the winter with good quality stuff. Most of the things that we're baling now, if we can get them into balage right away, mow it, rake it, bale it, and wrap it, then it'll have some nutritional value. But to expect that hay at this point without all the rain is going to have any value, not going to happen. And not only here in New England, but in Florida and Texas, central part of the country, the Midwest, the biggest increase in hot days. And so the modeling as to how we're going to do in terms of crops is hairy, because the government is trying to, and so are some of the private investors, trying to figure out where to put their money. The heat index has certainly been dangerously hot over the past 30 days. 94% of the nation's counties have seen heat days double. That's going to affect what you're able to sell from your farm, what you're able to buy in the stores or on the farm. Look at July, third warmest on record. The climate change people are all over this. And again, I don't want to waste my breath and my time talking about what I really feel is the push behind the climate change people. That doesn't affect, you know, the things that we need to talk about here are what to do because your hay fields have stopped growing. I was looking at the story of a farmer, Cliff Daigle, from Homeland Farm in Bridgeton, Maine. The hens are not laying, the cows are not milking, and looking at the usable water in his well, he doesn't have enough to meet his daily needs. So dry, the ground is so dry that the rainwater, when it does rain, just runs off. It's not absorbed. And so I was saying a few minutes ago, the hayfield stuff is a real problem. This fellow, Mr. Daigle, says that every other day he has to go into town to fill two tanks with water so the animals will have something to drink, because his water, the well, is run dry. If you've got a deep well, I have two wells. One of them is 225 feet down, get about 25 gallons of water from that a minute. Never runs dry. I have another up the street at the big farm. I have two wells there. They both only produce 4 or 5 gallons a minute. And with the weather that we've had and the activity level that we've had on the farm during the summer, we're running out of water all the time. I shouldn't say, well, once a week, once every 10 days, we have to just stop and let the tanks fill up and let the air pressure build up. It's not a pretty picture, but that's the way it is. And whatever you think you can do about it, you probably can't. I don't mean to be a naysayer. I just it's what we're living with. The other thing that has been a problem this year, especially in the Northeast, has been avian flu. There are some new cases that were found in the Lehigh Valley and also in New Jersey. It looked like for a while that the bird flu was passed, gone. Last couple of months, we haven't had any real stories about this. But now today and this week, we've got a couple of cases here in these areas around Warren County. The virus is fatal for domestic poultry. That's not really a concern for humans. It gets that's passed between bodily fluids, and usually birds that are around do get around the, especially there's nothing worse or dirtier than geese. Oh my God, and then the salmonella that's in their poop, and dogs come along and they eat it, and then some of you kiss your dog's face and you get it. It's gross. Anyway, as far as the birds are concerned, if you've had avian flu, you know what it is. If I'm not talking about you, but I'm talking about your animals, respiratory issues, swelling around the eyes, and then, you know, oftentimes they just die. This is highly, this year's, and especially the one in Pennsylvania, a highly pathogenic flu. You best cover up where the birds are with the netting so the other birds can't get in. I have about 90 birds on my farm. We also have ducks on my farm, and we've just covered them up, and that's, I think, alleviated. But we have not had the problem, never had the problem on the farm, but that's there are lots of people in New England and the Northeast that are especially having a tough 17 flocks alone in Pennsylvania. It is just one more thing to worry about, one more thing to have to fight off in our continuing desire to be victorious and to survive, much as anything else. All right, speaking of survival, in a moment we're going to meet Jennifer Fahey, who has been on this program before. She's with Farm Aid because the plans are now being made for Farm Aid, and we'll get to that in just a few moments here on the American Family Farmer. Wherever you may be, where you need pure air, here's the way to get it. The company is called Eden Pure. The device is called the Thunderstorm, and it's an air purifier. Say it again, Doug. It may be a purifier or a purifier. Uses oxy molecules, the technology that naturally sends out these molecules into the air. They seek out the odors, they seek out the air pollutants, and they destroy them. It doesn't mask the problem. It doesn't cover up the odors. It is, the pollutants are gone. They're eliminated. And so I guess people ask, why is it called a thunderstorm? It's because it purifies the air, and you feel, you know how after a big storm, air is clear, and you feel you can smell it almost. That's the kind of pure, fresh air you'll have after you start using this Thunderstorm. Right now, the deal is you can save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm. You'll get three of them to use all around your house. This is a $200 savings that you get by using the discount code DUG3 when you go to EdenPureDeals.com. All one word, EdenPureDeals.com. Put in the discount code DUG3. Save the money. Get the deal. Use the units all around your house or in the barn, wherever you're spending a lot of time, to keep the things clean and fresh and healthy. That's, again, at EdenPureDeals.com. Discount code DUG3.
Message.
What up? It's Heather's cousin. You dated her in college, or maybe you were just in the same class. Anyway, I heard you bought a boat, my man. Let's hit the water. Oh, and Heather told me you always liked snacks and stuff, so I could totally bring some chips.
When you get a boat, you also get new friends. Make sure Progressive's one of them, and get coverage today for as little as $100 a year.
Hey, also, I'm a little short on cash, so can you cover the chips? Thanks. I can see why Heather liked you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
So joining us, Elizabeth Miller, who is one of the superb counselors at Calitrim. When you go to toploss.com.
Right now it's a buy three, get three free. So that's when you buy that proven 90-day supply, you're getting 90 days free. Everything that we manufacture is manufactured in the United States. Supplement companies are not regulated by the FDA. Our facilities are inspected by the FDA. Whenever you make a claim or whatever's on your label, you do have to fit within those FDA guidelines. We actually go above and beyond that, and even even have a third party that tests it for quality and purity, because we want to make sure that what we're saying is in the product, is actually in the product. Our business is family owned and operated right here in the United States. Toploss.com, or you can call us toll free. It's 1-833.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Get the American Family Farmer, Doug Steffen here with a lady who's been on with me before. She's back for a return visit to talk about the same thing, but not really. Jennifer Fahey is with Farm Aid, and believe it or not, here as we're in the middle of August, looking forward to this year's Farm Aid. So I guess we ought to, first of all, Jennifer, talk a little bit about Farm Aid and what it is for those who may have been under a rock for the past, what, 30 years? How long has this been going on?
37 years, 1985.
Yep.
Yeah, so we might be talking to some folks who weren't born yet during that time.
That could include you.
No, it doesn't include me. it was 1985. It was the height of the farm crisis when hundreds of thousands of farmers were being forced off their land. And Willie Nelson stood up and said, hey, this is a problem. This is not right, and it's not good for any of us. And he decided to have a concert, and he brought in Neil Young and John Mellencamp, who became members of the board of directors of Farm Aid. You know, of course, in the beginning, it wasn't imagined that it would be going on for 37 years and would become an ongoing organization. At the time, Willie just said, you know, I'll call my friends, we'll have a show, we'll raise some money, we'll raise some awareness. And they did that. And then they went to Washington and they advocated for some policy changes that meant that there was a moratorium on farm foreclosures, and farmers were allowed to restructure their debt and get back in good financial standing and stay on their farms and most importantly, you know, in their homes, because with farmers often, especially then, the farm was the home and it was passed down through generations in many cases. And this was a major crisis for our nation. And, you know, lucky for us, Lily and John and Neil Young and Dave Matthews and Margo Price, who are now also both on our board of directors, they've stayed committed to this issue for 37 years now, and we have an annual festival event which continues to raise awareness and to raise money for the programs that Farm Aid operates year-round, not just on festival day, but year-round, including our farmer hotline and our advocacy for policy that is fair to family farmers and shifts the power in our food and farm system, and our general education with folks. I know that you do this on your farm, you know, introducing people to agriculture and showing them how we're all connected to it. And, yeah. And the more we know, the more we can have an impact on our food and farm system, our own health, our climate, our soil and water, all those things.
The problems are different now than they were. Well, they're not all different. There are some of the similar problems, but there are different problems and there are more problems to address. So that's even more reason for us to promote this, get people involved and get people donating. And we'll talk about how you can do that as we continue on this week's American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Farmers, that's why the American Family Farmer exists. It's a connection of food, farm, family, and certainly what goes on at the behest of the people who are volunteers. As our guest Jennifer Fahey was saying, Willie Nelson, Neil Young, John Mellencamp, some of the other names I didn't recognize. You had a lady's name in there, and I didn't recognize her. Who was the
We have a few ladies. We have Sheryl Crow, Allison Russell, and Brittany Spencer.
Right. So Sheryl Crow is, that's right. Sheryl Crow got involved a number of years ago, I think. Right? Isn't she the longest standing? I don't. But who are the other two? Tell me, explain to the audience who those people are.
Okay, great. And also Margot Price. I mentioned her already.
That's
she's our
Margot
board of directors.
Price, right. Yeah.
Yeah. Margot's story is pretty incredible, actually. Her parents lost their family farm in a court-ordered auction in 1984. So she was younger. She was a child then, but it really impacted her family and her story. And so she's been really committed to family farmers and raising awareness about how important they are. So she's actually on our board of directors. Mm-hmm. Sheryl Crow, this will be, I believe it's her third Farm Aid concert. She also is really connected to this issue, and she comes at it as a mom who cares about where the food she feeds her kids comes from and who grows it. Allison Russell, she joined us last year for the first time, and boy, she has blown up since then. She is an incredible artist who has gotten a lot of attention, and she grew up in Canada in a very urban environment. And she said one day she went out to the farm, and it was her first time understanding that food didn't start at the grocery store. Her connection to agriculture and nature has been really critical in her life story as well. And then Brittany Spencer, she's new to us this year. She's an incredible performer. Coming up through the ranks, I'd say, you know, Farm Aid has always been a mix of artists you know really well, like Willie Nelson and Neil Young and John Mellencamp, and then artists you've never heard of, but definitely they get on your radar and you follow them, you know, after that. So I think Brittany Spencer is one of those. And I've spoken with her about growing up also in an urban environment that didn't have a lot of access to good food, and she's an artist right now, but her dream is to found a community-based grocery store that That means the people and her family and friends in Baltimore can have access to good, healthy food.
One of the things about the stories that I tell here, and I wish they were more, I wish we had more farm aid presentations so we could tell these stories. The news media, typical city folks, if you will, the way they approach it is always kind of geeky, and they more focus on Willie, and then Willie tries to get them to focus on the real message here, which is the plight of the family farmer in America. And because the being a little cynical here, Jennifer, but the reason that there isn't as much focus on the farm is because most of the advertising on the networks and even local stations is either from Big Ag or from the drug companies, and neither of them are very interested in keeping the family farm going because it's the antithesis of their message. We're trying to keep people healthy with this mood and with the objectivity of the work and the information that comes from it, and they're trying to get you hooked. So anyway, that's not our focus. Farm Aid is. We continue with Jennifer Fahey.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready. And health insurance is your financial safety net. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more, give us a call at 800-870-4686. That's 800-870-4686. 800-870-4686.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discovering...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Ms. Cheney's resounding primary defeat marks the end of an era for the Republican Party as well as her own family legacy. The most high-profile political casualty yet, the fall of the three-term congresswoman who has declared it her mission to ensure Donald Trump never returns to the Oval Office, was vividly foreshadowed earlier this year on the first anniversary of the January 6th attack on the Capitol. As the House convened for a moment of silence, Cheney, who is leading the investigation into the insurrection as vice chair of the 1-6 committee, and her father, former Vice President Dick Cheney, stood almost alone on the Republican side of the House floor. Governor Doug Ducey, Republican from Arizona, on Tuesday signed into law HB 2853, providing every Arizona family with an annual $7,000 per child to put toward education, including for private schooling and homeschooling. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Not guilty, says the man charged with assaulting a 49ers fan outside SoFi Stadium last January before the start of a Rams home game. Ryan Cifuentes claims he was in the middle of a group of San Francisco fans that got punched first. In the end, one Niners fan suffered brain damage and was in a coma but has since recovered. A member of Donald Trump's legal team questions the legality of last week's raid.
President Trump attorney Christina Bob on Newsmax overnight announced the Justice Department and the Federal Bureau of Investigation had no legal right for raiding President Trump's Florida home last week.
We've learned that the Department of Justice and the FBI is suddenly mum about what their intentions were and what they were looking for. If they actually had something, at the very least, they would have held a press conference, you know, resolving a lot of these questions in Americans' minds, and they haven't even done that. So I don't think they have anything.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Drunk driving and excessive speed have led to a steady increase in traffic fatalities since the start of the COVID pandemic, and the statistics continue to get worse. Traffic deaths in 2022 are running at least 7% higher than last year and at the highest rate in two decades. Starting now through Labor Day, safety officials are launching their annual Drive Sober campaign and increasing law enforcement to try and cut down on impaired driving. Megan Carter lost her twin brother in a drunk driving crash when they were 19. Now, with Mothers Against Drunk Driving, she's working to create a future with no more victims.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
The discussion of Farm Aid here, the second half hour of this week's American Family Farmer. Jennifer Fahey has been involved in this problem with the people from Farm Aid since she started in the early 2000s, right? And you have a PR background.
2002.
Yeah, are you a farm? I've forgotten whether you told me you were a farm kid or not.
I wasn't. My first real farm experience was my dad was from Ireland. So I think I was 10 and we went back to Ireland for a visit. I went to my Uncle Mick's farm. He didn't have electricity.
Wow.
He raised cattle, belted Galloway cattle. And I was hooked. But I started my career in other areas and then came into Farm Aid and, actually spent my first vacation during my first year at Farm Aid working on a farm to gain some more hands-on experience and really understand what it is farmers do day to day. And,
right.
And that really hooked me.
The combination of people and talent, there are all kinds of talents. We're not just talking about singers and performers. Even though this started as a music festival, it's far more than that now. An annual benefit, this is something, by the way, I didn't even talk about. Where are we this year and what's going on? What are the dates?
Well, the festival this year is Saturday, September 24th. It is in Raleigh, North Carolina. I'm very pleased to say there's only about 1,000 tickets left. So if anyone is interested, make sure to go to farmaid.org and get those tickets immediately. It's an all-day event. And since 2007, we have incorporated, it's been a festival, and we've incorporated aspects that make it a festival beyond just having a day, a full day of incredible music. We have our homegrown village, which is where festival goers can dig in and get involved in hands-on activities that teach them about soil and water and raising food and making cheese and keeping bees and all those, you know, sort of all those activities that we can do at home in our own way to have a better understanding of, you know, what the challenges are for farmers when they're raising the food for our plates. We also have homegrown concessions. So since 2007, we have worked with the venues that we have our festival in to say, we are going to source the ingredients for everything that's served, not just back of house and fancy artist catering area, but for the full front and back of house experience. We have food that comes from family farms, and we have criteria that include that the farmer got a fair price for the product they raised, and also that it was raised some ecological standards. So we're highlighting local food, organic food, food that was produced in ways that are good for our climate and our planet, you know, grass-fed beef, pasture-raised hot dogs. You know, it's the kind of food that you expect at a festival, but it comes from family farm sources. And often, this is my favorite part, you might be eating a product that was raised by a farmer that you're happen to be standing next to at the festival.
Right.
I love to see that happen, and I like to make those introductions. Because that's what Farm Aid's really about, is connecting people to the source of their food, the people who grow it, engendering a real appreciation for those people because they are so essential for all of us.
So under the circumstances, the stories that come out of the Farm Aid family, people who are there, not just the performers, but there are always farmers there to tell their stories. I was telling you, and that's one of the things I do on this program and on my weekday program, the Good Day program. I am always talking about food and family, the farmers and what their, you know, the drought this year has been awful for those of us not only here in the Northeast, but across the Midwest and the South, all the way to the Southwest. And so this year it would seem the highlights are even stronger. The necessary connection, Jennifer, is even greater to bring people around to understanding. Now people are interested because the prices of the food have gone bananas, not only because of the drought, but because the pandemic still and the price of fuel, even though that's coming down. I have said throughout this whole thing that I thought this is a fabulous way for you to become aware of your local farmer, because the food there is fresher, it's not being shipped. The prices are better than what you get in the grocery store because it's not being shipped. And you can see what's going on. Why not bring yourself to the source, see where the food is being grown? Maybe you can pick some of it. And I wonder how much of that may be the focus of what's actually discussed at Farm Aid.
That is a huge focus. Last year, you know, with the COVID pandemic, we saw that people turned to their local farmers immediately.
Yep.
And farmers were really innovative, and they pivoted and created ways to deliver farm fresh food to people who wanted it, to aggregate different farm products and get them there. And I think that we, as a society, gained a better understanding of how essential farmers are. This year, we're talking about climate change. Of course, the COVID pandemic is still with us, and luckily, I think people are still supporting those farms and continuing those buying habits. And now we're introducing, hey, climate change, it affects us all. We're seeing it. We have this drought in the Northeast. We have terrible drought and wildfires across the West. We've had terrible, you know, lethal floods in the Southeast. And this is all related to our changing climate. And farmers are both on the front lines of climate change, you know, seeing those changes on their own farms and having to respond to keep their farms going. But the good news is they also have a tremendous impact on our climate as well. And they can farm in ways that are good for our climate and actually can help us, you know, stop climate change to some extent,
yeah,
and sequester carbon in the soil and, you know, lessen our emissions of greenhouse gases like methane. And that doesn't mean we're getting rid of cows, because you listen to the mainstream media and you might think we have to get rid of cows. That's not the case. And
nonsense.
So we're talking about, we're talking about the ways that we actually need livestock on the land to incorporate that carbon into the soil, to do the natural process of sequestration, and to raise livestock in ways that are good for our planet and ourselves.
We have become a country, and maybe all around the planet, we're so dependent on so few people to grow the food. And as the agribusinesses grow and we see consolidation in dairy, for example, which is my area, and it disgusts me, frankly, to see these huge, huge factory farms that are not run most of the time. Yeah, I'm going to say this, but maybe it's not politically correct. Most of the people that are working there aren't really farmers. They come from other countries and they get aggregated into the system to use the tools that are there, but it's not farming. And so when you look at the number of people, not only here but around the world, as I say, who are trying to raise the food, we find ourselves squeezed in our country because of rules, laws, the reality of dealing with people like the Chinese government that has bought into Smithfield, owns the means of production of pork packing in our country. They're trying to get into Tyson and Purdue. They're trying to buy up farmland. Those are the sorts of things, if there were messages to get across to people, those are important messages, at least from my perspective, in addition to how do we deal with the climate, how do we deal with the weather, but all of these other things that government has been asleep on, allowing people. Can you imagine the amount of land that's owned by the Russians and the Chinese? So there was a bill that was introduced this year to curb that. I don't really know whether it's gotten through both the houses to the president or not, but that's the kind of thing I think also ought to be in the forefront of these performances. When, you know, the performers are doing their songs, then they talk a little bit. Can we get them to talk about that sort of thing?
Right. We are talking about that, and we have a lot of partners who are featured in our homegrown village that are talking about that. When you're talking about farmland that's being bought up, we also have to talk about American-based equity firms that are seeing it as,
investment
products. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
And actually, the biggest landowner in the U.S. is TIAA, the Teachers Retirement Fund.
Yeah.
They're buying up farmland. So that's a problem. That's why FarmAid has always advocated that we need a democratic food system that has small farms that are owned by many different people and not just a handful of corporations who are looking out for their own bottom line and their
income and well-being.
Right.
Yes. We continue in a matter of moments here. Jennifer Fahey is here talking about Farm Aid this year, which is September 24th in Raleigh, North Carolina. A few tickets left. You can go to farmaid.org and get them. We continue in a matter of moments. Right now, a focus on you and your health and what you're eating and how that's affecting your waistline. Getting enough exercise? Are you losing weight? You put it on. You saw the story and you heard me talking about it perhaps in several different venues about what we're doing with the youngsters. One in five children is obese in our country, and adults, two in five. So what are we doing about that? Many of you have become conscious, and you want to lose the weight, and you have. You've been successful, and then you think to yourself, okay, I've lost the weight, but how do I keep it from coming back on again? And that's where Calitrin comes in, gangbusters. This is the weight loss formula that's stimulant-free, drug-free. It's approved by the FDA. Aloe vera is great for your skin, your system. Also, collagen protein, same thing, skin and your system. Various digestive enzymes that help you as you absorb these capsules. You take them at night before you go to bed, and it works with your body to repair and rebuild the musculature that somehow disappears a little when you have a lot of fat in your body. So help yourself to success. Go to toploss.com, their website, toploss.com, and to help yourself to the school, the back-to-school special, this is in a manner of speaking, it's a BOGO deal. You buy three, you get three free, go up from there. Fabulous support, too, you get from the folks who are there at Todd Lust. You go to the website and you can find a private session, Q&A session, so you get your questions answered. You know how the product's going to help you. That you won't find with anybody else doing support for keeping the weight off. It's a product, it's a philosophy, it's an idea, and it's successful. So go to toploss.com, use the discount code Doug, and you get not only the deal of back to school special, but you also get the aloe. You get all of the pieces of the pie that will make it fabulously worthwhile for you to go and get the product and get on it. Make yourself feel good with Calitrin.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $700 on average, and those savings add up. Imagine what you could buy in the future.
So I used the savings from switching to Progressive 30 years ago to buy tickets to the championship game. You know, between those two teams that didn't exist 30 years ago. Yeah, I'm a big Alaska Palm Trees fan. Which is a team now? In the future?
So switch to Progressive and save big, because those savings can add up in the future. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National annual average insurance savings by new customer surveyed who saved with Progressive in 2020. Potential savings will vary.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
So we are, I want to continue. Actually, I normally have a portion of the program that is set aside for my opinion. You can hear my opinion anytime. We can't get Jennifer Fahey here to talk about Farm Aid at any time. So because I'm so supportive of this and I want everybody to kind of get the message, because we have to stick together, we'll continue. Jennifer will stay with me for a little while longer, so we continue to emphasize Farm Aid and who's there and what we can expect. And maybe part of this is pushing people into action. I'd be interested to know if legislators come and show up and do anything other than grandstand at these shows.
Yes.
We'll continue. Yes, she says. All right, stand by. Continuing in a moment.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields in the spring, that turn from green to that harvest money.
Back on this week's American Family Farmer, and as I said a few minutes ago, instead of opining here on some of the issues that I like to talk about from my perspective, Jennifer Fahey is here, and I want her perspective on this issue. We're focused on the event, but the event is focused on an issue. And the issue is what's happening to our food supply, what's happening to our farmers, what's happening to you and your family with choices or lack thereof. And all of those things are part of the larger discussion that takes place while the performers are on stage. There are things going on, activities going on to educate people who may not be farmers who are in attendance. Right, Jennifer?
Absolutely, yes. And I also want to mention that we hold events leading up to the festival. We have farmers and folks who are working across the country at farm and food organizations who come every year, and they join us on Thursday and Friday before the festival to have trainings, conversations, strategy sessions, farm tours. We do a lot of different activities because we're bringing all these people together from across the country. And you asked about politicians. This year we're doing on Thursday an all-day event that is a conversation with farmers about the ways in which they're impacted by climate change and also how they are impacting climate change. And that conversation will include policymakers from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, from Congress, from state legislatures. And that's really important. We want, you know, the whole goal of Farm Aid is to have farmer voices heard. And so that whole event is shaped around that. You know, what are farmers doing already? What are the ways in which our policies, both federal, you know, with a farm bill coming up, we've got to talk about federal policy. And we just had a landmark climate bill passed, via the Inflation Reduction Act. I was trying to say Inflammation Reduction
Act. That is an inflammation, yeah.
It's going to reduce our climate inflammation, that's for sure. It is the biggest, most ambitious climate legislation package that's ever been passed. It's going to put a lot more dollars into the hands of farmers to do climate-friendly agriculture, and that is going to mean so much for all of us who live on this planet and don't have another choice currently at the moment. On Friday, we're going to be doing farm tours. So, you know, you mentioned factory farms. One of the things we're highlighting is a film about factory hog farms in North Carolina, which are situated in communities that are hugely impacted. You know, North Carolina is pretty unique in our country. They actually have a moratorium on new and expanded hog factory farms. However, they also have some that are already there, and they inflict terrible.
These are contractors for Smithfield, which is now owned by the Chinese government, and there's no real interest. Why should there be? Why would there be by a foreign government that perhaps is the most scurrilous on the planet? Why? How it's even gotten to this point? I mean, that's a frustration for me, and I find talking about it is actually a waste of time other than looking to the future and not allowing these things to happen. But I want to call people's attention to the website, because I am one who, as I look at the stories of people who are supportive of this, I'm looking at a picture on a blog of a lady who is scratching a Jersey cow's neck. Now, to me, that says it all. I have Jerseys. I raise Jersey replacement heifers on my farm, and I also have a sanctuary. And when I think about the cow, I just saved a cow, a 13-year-old cow, who was going to go to the slaughterhouse. She'd been milking for 8-9 lactations, and the farmer was done with her. But she was such a neat cow. The lady who owned it couldn't really bring herself to slaughter her, so I got involved and went out to Western Mass, picked up the cow, brought her home. She's just a delight. And this is the sort of thing that I want people, the farm aid thing is aimed at not only what happens, as Jennifer's telling us, leading up to it and the event, but in spreading the message around the country as to what really what's at stake here with the continuing focus on these huge agribusinesses. It's just that simple, I think, Jennifer. So anyway, I'm glad to have had you here. Anytime you'd like to come on, I still invite you to come. You're nearby. Come to my farm and enjoy some of the stuff. The Farm Aid event, September 24th, Raleigh, North Carolina. And if you want to get you can go to the Farm Aid website and get tickets if you want. But there's also, you're going to be on YouTube and Facebook, so people will be able to see the show as well. Jennifer, thanks. Jennifer Fahey from Farm Aid with Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.